Picking Deli Days LLC.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
I think this is another success story at the airport. As you know, 3 years ago, Deli Days LLC took over the restaurant space at the airport and has been operating as arenas at the airport for the last 3 years. I don't think anybody really knew how well things were going to work out at the time. So we did some things with the lease, such as a percentage of sales, that type of thing. It was a short-term lease with an option to stay if things worked out for them. One of the problems that we've run into now is we've worn out the furniture out there. There are big holes in the booth seats, and it's just from use. It's time to address some of that, and Deli Days arenas would like to stay a lot longer than what the original lease called for. They've asked for our help with replacing some of the furniture, and we're proposing to do that, and that's what the lease amendment really is, how that all started out. But the amendment that we're proposing, it takes that that option period that they had, turns that into a fixed time to be there. It actually changes the rent structure from a percentage of the lease or the percentage of sales to a fixed number, and then transfers the ownership of the kitchen equipment and all the furniture in the restaurant from us, from the county, to Deli Days. Gets us out of the restaurant business and just turns us into a landlord, basically. We'll lend them up to $25,000 to buy new furniture, new equipment as needed, and then they'll repay the county over a five-year period. And then we extend the lease with an option period beyond 2022, and then like I said, they'll repay the loan over that 5 years. Unless you have any questions.
Mr. Jennings, this is all good from your perspective?
It is very good. So, like you said, it started with replacing the furniture, which was our furniture. And we felt that it's better that they operate the restaurant and it should be their obligation. So the deal was that they would now purchase the equipment, purchase the new the seats and things like that, and they would just pay us back for that. So I think this is a great opportunity.
You have a motion, sir?
So I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute a lease amendment with Deli Days LLC for the restaurant and banquet room space in the airport terminal building as presented.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. That is a lend. Olson. That's $25,000 lend, correct?
Yes, we're lending to them. They're going to pay us back over 5 years. Mm-hmm.
And until it's paid back, the county will own the equipment and furniture.
Okay.
What are the terms of is it interest free? I mean, what are the terms of that? And also, the current furniture that's in there, they've been there for 3 years. Is that right?
No, they've been in there since 2002.
Oh, wow. What did I hear? 3 years. What was that?
Well, the restaurant's been in there 3 years, but they took.
But the furniture, gotcha. So the furniture's been there. That was the part that I missed. Okay, gotcha.
Correct.
The furniture itself is 13 years old. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for the clarification.
Any more questions?
What were the terms? I didn't hear. Is it?
It is. The 25 is interest free for the 5 years. So we have $5,000 a year.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Just
take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm going to vote for that, and just glad that we still have this group at the airport. They do good job, good work.
Charlotte.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
I vote yes, too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Council member comments. Any council member comments?
Oh.
Entertaining motion to go into executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. To go to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. We're now in executive session, I assume, downstairs, Mr. Lawson?
Yes.